The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you look at times in your life where you had the greatest awareness or greatest shift, it's probable it came out of pain. Maybe someone died who was close to you. Maybe you had a breakup that felt like your heart had been ripped out of your chest. Maybe you had another traumatic experience. Most shifts come out of a painful area of life.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where we help you experience more healing, awakening, and abundance. And in today's episode, we're going to do a book read episode about a brand new book called Life Gives to the Giver by Joe Polish. And I was lucky enough to receive an early review copy of this book, which, by the way, isn't released yet. They're going to release it in the near future. But the lessons that have been shared in this book are really, really valuable. Now, in case you haven't heard about Joe Polish, he is a very different kind of entrepreneur and a person who values connections and relationships and giving over just money. You see, in today's social media world, there are some entrepreneurs that give the entire establishment a bad rep by posing in front of cars that they don't own, helicopters or mansions that don't belong to them, just to sell the luxurious life, right? And sell stuff to innocent, desperate people online. But Joe Polish brings a breath of fresh air to the entire industry by helping people go back to the foundations of marketing and sales and entrepreneurship and relationships and life in general. Now, here's his bio. Joe Polish is one of the most sought after marketers alive today. Known for his ability to connect with almost anyone on the planet, he leverages his networking prowess through his highly renowned Genius Network and Genius X masterminds with household guests like Peter Diamandis, Tony Robbins, Sir Richard Branson, Steve Forbes, and John McKay coming in to share their wisdom with the group. And in this particular book, he shares his life advice on four main topics: wellness, success, marketing, and entrepreneurship. And what I'm going to do is read out a few excerpts from his book, which I'm sure that you are going to love, Action Tribe. So let's begin. Now, the first lesson is called The Importance of Adversity. Most change in life comes through adversity. Most breakthroughs come out of having to break something. To have a breakthrough, you have to break something. If you look at times in your life where you had the greatest awareness or greatest shift, it's probable it came out of pain. Maybe someone died who was close to you. Maybe you had a breakup that felt like your heart had been ripped out of your chest. Maybe you had another traumatic experience. Most shifts come out of a painful area of life. There are areas of life that work and areas of life that don't work. Most lessons and breakthroughs come out of an area of life that doesn't work, and you're forced to face it and make a change. You won't go through this life without difficult things happening, but it's all fertilizer. It's all how you use it. There is plenty of fertilizer in the world to grow beautiful things. Or you can focus on how things suck and never grow. If you do the latter, you won't be able to make any breakthroughs because you're looking at it through a distorted lens. It's a choice. Make the choice to grow. Alright, so next lesson is called The World of Social Media. The World of Social Media. There are many people who put more effort into getting likes than they do pursuing their own lives. Almost every social media company hires attention engineers. Their entire job is to design their platform in a way that keeps people engaged so that they keep posting and chasing likes. Most people are oblivious to how compulsive their behavior is as a result of this conditioning. Social algorithms understand your behavior better than you do. Marketing today is algorithms. People are designing very smart systems these days that will enslave you if you aren't paying attention. If you don't manage modern life, it will manage you. Social media can be utilized in many ways. You can reach lots of people with your message through technology that wasn't available before. So there are great things that come with social media and technology, but there is a dark side to everything. There is no perfect system that is all good with no disadvantages. Most people don't use technology. Technology uses them. Most people don't use social media. They are used. Most people don't own the things they own. The stuff owns them. The goal is to increase your consciousness and positive, healthy rituals. If you internally take care of yourself, you won't feel like your self-worth and self-esteem equates to the number of likes or followers that you have. Moving on to the next lesson, which is called That Which You Fear Controls You. I was very disconnected growing up. I was shy. I was introverted. I didn't feel comfortable talking to people. The journey of recovery and the pursuit of becoming more connected was my saving grace. People want to be connected. No one wants to be disconnected. If someone feels disconnected, they may lean on artificial means of trying to connect. When people interact, they are either in communication or they are trying to escape. A great example is when you are at an event or in public and someone comes up to talk with you. You might feel an immediate affinity with that person, or you could feel like something is off. It's worth thinking about why that is. What is your vibe? What is the energy you're giving off that allows people to connect? I started connecting with others when I realized that if I didn't, I wouldn't get what I wanted out of life. I couldn't get things like friendships, opportunities, business, money, etc. if I didn't learn to connect. So I started putting myself out there. It's one thing to be shy and introverted. It's another to be isolated and incapable of interacting with other people. That which you fear controls you. That which you fear and face, you can control it. Overcoming certain fears and challenges is the way to grow. Alright, so the next lesson, which I think is really useful, is habits. I don't believe in good habits or bad habits. I believe in habits. If you wake up every day and yell at your spouse, kick the dog, smoke 5 cigarettes, guzzle 2 cups of coffee, and eat an egg McMuffin, you don't have a bad habit. You've simply developed a habit of waking up, yelling at your spouse, drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, and eating crappy food. It boils down to certain actions, done in a certain way, produce a certain result. There are success habits that will produce a great result. What are the habits you can put in place that will serve you? What is the one habit that will move your life in the direction you want? Write it down and start developing it every day until you have mastered that habit. Now, the next lesson is called Deliver Good News to Yourself. We are a country of chemistry. People are constantly in pain. That is why you see so much garbage sold. If you are presenting something that is actually going to help people, you are transforming people's bad news into good news. In fact, most of the money you're going to make in your life is not from good news, it's from bad news. If you break your ankle, that's bad news. If you're a doctor, that's good news. If you're hungry, that's bad news. If there's a restaurant, that's good news. Imagine if there weren't products and services to help people deal with all the bad news. You are dealing with bad news all the time. Most of your money is going to come from transforming other people's bad news into good news. The way to get better at this is to take the things in your head and turn them into more good news. Be a merchant of delivering good news to yourself. When you start responding to life instead of reacting, things start to change. Your revenue goes up, your mood gets better, your ability to manage and repel people who are not good for you gets better. Now the next lesson is called How to Deal with Fear. A question I've been asked is, how do I deal with fear? Whether you're trying to start something new or get to the next level, many people try to overcome or conquer fear. To a certain degree, that may work for a period of time. However, the question is really, how do you ride the fear? When I first started out in business in my early 20s, I never had it in my mind that I would ever speak in front of people. I was an incredibly shy and introverted kid. I had trouble speaking with people one-on-one, let alone speaking in front of an audience. I had incredible insecurity around that. I started reading self-improvement books, and there was a line from one of them that suggested that whatever you fear and don't face will control you. Whatever you fear and take steps to face, you will control it, or at least you will get better at how you interact with it. I used to try to power my way through certain fears. Eventually, I got to a point where I simply tried to dance with the fear. I learned how to get into flow with it. Since the fear is always there, treat it like riding a wave. Remember, anything worth doing is worth doing poorly in the beginning. Now, granted, if you suck at it and you practice and you still suck at it and you practice and you're not good at it and it doesn't energize you, sometimes the best way to get out of a hole is to quit digging. There are certain times when giving up is actually smart. Instead, put your attention and energy on those things that produce for you. Take your talents and develop them to where you get really good and ride the wave of fear. Another line I heard was to do something every day that scares you. Now, of course, context is important here. Don't go run out in front of traffic, obviously. Simply take certain levels of challenges that force you to grow. If you do that, you build your confidence muscles. All of this requires courage. Courage never feels good. Courage is never comfortable. When my friend and founder of Strategic Coach, Dan Sullivan, was in the army, his sergeant taught him a valuable lesson about fear. His sergeant said, "Fear is wetting your pants. Courage is doing what you're supposed to do with wet pants." There is opportunity in your anxiety. The things that cause you the most fear, the things that cause you the most pain, the things that seem insurmountable, those are the things that might have within them the highest likelihood of your future progress. How to deepen your network. Here's one technique for changing your life and your relationships. Figure out a way to send 10 handwritten postcards a day, 5 days a week. Ask yourself, who are the clients, friends, and other relationships who you could send a physical card to in the mail? If all you did was this, even if you only sent one card a day, you would develop or deepen your network and it would change your life. Now the next lesson is called Have a Discussion. One of my favorite ways to learn is by having discussions. Almost every problem I've overcome and almost every success I've experienced had one thing in common, a discussion. It was a discussion I had with myself or with other people. Many people have unproductive and unpleasant discussions with themselves. By focusing on having productive and useful discussion with others, you will learn how to have better discussions with yourself. If you have a lot of angst in your life, you have to talk it and think through it. If you're facing what seems like an insurmountable situation, you simply need to know what to do. This can be done with questions, this can be done with tools, this can be done with conversations. The best thing about being your own boss is that you are your own boss. Nobody tells you what to do, The worst thing about being your own boss is that you are your own boss. You have no accountability, nobody to direct you, and sometimes you don't know what you're doing. You have to figure it out on your own. This is the angst of being an entrepreneur that most people don't understand. There are many entrepreneurs, myself included, that have sat at their desks and were just lost with no idea what to do. This is why it's great to have a place where you can go and think through things. In the world of addiction and recovery, it's one of the reasons 12-step groups are so valuable. If you feel hopeless, you want people that believe in you more than you believe in yourself. You want people that are going to give you experience, strength, and hope. That is what the right groups can do for you, business or otherwise. So there you go, Action Tribe. I hope you enjoyed today's session and you learned something new. And I'm really committed to bringing you entrepreneurs and healers and teachers and visionaries who all come from the space of the heart. And I truly believe that Joe Polish is someone that could add value to your life. To learn more about Joe Polish, visit joepolish.com. And as of recording this particular episode, the book that I featured isn't officially released yet, but Joe said that his team will release more information at joesmarketingbook.com. So go to joesmarketingbook.com to learn more. And also, if you haven't yet, then make sure that you join the waitlist for our soon-to-launch mentorship program called Action Tribe Energy Circle, where you will meet mentors who will teach you how to master your energy for more healing, awakening, and abundance. If you're an Action Tribe member, then you will love the Action Tribe Energy Circle. Learn more at my7chakras.com/waitlist. My7 is a word, my7chakras.com/waitlist. And finally, if you are on Instagram, then take a quick screenshot of this episode and tag us on Instagram. My handle is at my7chakras, and you can go follow Joe at Joe Polish. I'll talk to you soon. Have a nice day or afternoon or evening, depending on when you're listening to this episode. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my7 chakras.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.